Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about the different ways that God heals. And I have listed 11 different ways. We have talked about two different ways. And today we're going to talk about the third way, namely fasting. Let's start by reading from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6. Well, let's go ahead and read from verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul, it is to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him. Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Verse 6. Is not this the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Fasting will do what nothing else will do. Amen. If you pray to God, you've been praying for a long time, and you have not received what you are desired from God, and you got God's written promise that it's yours, you have God's written promise that health is yours, you have God's written promise that it belongs to you, but you have not yet obtained it, fasting could be one of the ways that you might have to go in order to break the devil's back, hallelujah, in order to break through in the spirit, to pull down strongholds which are hindering God's answer for your life. Amen. Verse 7, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. It's healthy to fast. Fasting is one way that God uses, one of the many ways that God uses to break the yoke. The God-chosen fast. Amen. Hallelujah. And thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Fasting is one very important way that God has chosen. Praise the Lord. And this is a way that will work. Prayer and fasting. The church in general has completely gotten away from it. Basically, they have gotten away from fasting more than prayer. And that's why we don't see the power in the church today that was documented, that is documented in the Bible, that was in the early church. Praise God. But if we go the same way as the early church, we will see the same power. Jesus was the Son of God and is the Son of God. He was sent in the flesh. The Word of God became flesh. He came down here into this world and He ministered. He ministered life. He ministered healing. He ministered to people that were oppressed by the devil, the Bible says. But although He never did sin, He never committed, He never transgressed the law, but He fulfilled the law, He still had to fast. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, still had to fast 40 days and 40 nights before He could enter into His ministry. How many ministers will fast 40 days and 40 nights before they go out and preach? Or before they start their ministry? How many people are willing to fast and pray as the Bible shows us? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's health in fasting. This is one of the ways that God uses to heal. I remember my own experience about fasting. Before I mention that, I just want to point out there is no man of God, no woman of God in the Bible that I can find that God used to operate in the power of God that didn't pray or fast. Amen. You can see in the new in a book of Acts how they continually fasted and prayed. They prayed when they were supposed to separate somebody to go on a journey to do missionary work. They fasted and prayed. The Holy Spirit led them continually to fast and pray. And I'm going to show you a little bit. I'm going to give you a little practical advice about fasting. A lot of people have misunderstood the word fasting. They think it's just to drink, and they go and drink milk, and they drink juices, and they drink different things. Fasting is abstinence from food. Abstinence. That means you don't take in any kind of vitamins. The only thing you drink, if you drink at all, is water. Clean water. That's all you drink. It's not fasting to eat salad. That's diets. But God will lead you in a little scale before you can go in a greater scale. And God will lead you, if you desire, really desire God, and to get into the power of God and see the power of God in your life, you're going to have to go the way of fasting and prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus had to do it. Moses had to do it. Paul had to do it. They all had to do it. Amen. And you're going to have to do it because God is not a respecter of persons. Amen. Praise the Lord. Many people that have had a disease for a long period of time, been prayed for, and have been trying everything else, but they don't get healed. They will get healed if God chooses the way of fasting. I want to show you that you can never earn the things of God. You can never deserve healing. You can never deserve to salvation. It has been bought and paid for through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and you cannot deserve it, but you can accept it. It can become a reality in your life as you believe the word of God, and as God quickens his word in your heart. Hallelujah. Because out of your heart are the issues of life. Amen. Amen. I want to share you something with you. For many years, I was a victim of allergies and asthma. And I had a very severe problem with these things, and I tried many, many different ways to get rid of it. I was a vegetarian for many years. I was a vegetarian for, I think, about 14 years, just ate vegetables. Nothing but vegetables, not fish or anything else, just vegetables, raw vegetables, and of course juices. For 14 years, I tried to break this allergy in my life and this asthma spirit that I was carrying. And I knew it was a demon. I knew it was the devil, but I couldn't do anything about it. But I prayed, and I remember when God called me to go into opera, hallelujah, this spirit attacked me worse than ever. And that spring, I had to fast. That's when I started. First time I fasted more than 1 week. And I fasted 2 times 3 weeks, and I think it was more desperation than the will of God. I didn't know what to do. Here I was, I couldn't sleep at nights, I couldn't breathe. I was choking. I didn't want to go to, I didn't want to take any medication because I thought, well, if God can't heal this, I don't want to live anyway. If God, it doesn't mean what he says when he said, by his stripes I'm healed. I cannot believe. Everything is in vain. I'm going to put everything on God. And if God doesn't work, I might as well die. So here I was, and struggling, waking up at nights and couldn't breathe. And I fasting, I was just skin and bones. I couldn't sing because I was all congested and I couldn't breathe properly. And I was going to try out and to get into an education. It was very hard to get into. And everybody said, well, it's not God's will. You know, when the devil attacks you, it's not a sign that it's not God's will. I tell you, anytime you will do something for the Lord, the devil will attack you. People, they don't have any problem with the devil. The devil never bothers them. You know why he never bothers them? Because they never do anything for God. The devil tried to destroy Jesus before he came to the cross. They tried to stone him. They tried to push him off a cliff. They tried to do different things to him. They tried to kill him. The devil tried to kill him. And the demons were operating through these religious people. But they couldn't do it. Amen. Why did the devil try to do it? Because he was doing the will of the Father. If you start doing the will of the Father, the devil's going to try to destroy you. And the devil was trying to destroy me. And here I was, trying to toughen it out, you know. I was getting more and more desperate. And but God made a way. I got temporal, what do you call it? I was relieved of these asthma attacks for a period of time. As I walked in before this jury and was to sing, God miraculously healed me. Every time I started to sing, the power of God came over me and all the asthma left. And all the congestion left just like that. But he came back. Now, after I've been working as an opera singer for a long time, and God called me to go into the ministry, God said to me to fast 40 days and 40 nights and just drink water. And I wouldn't recommend anybody to fast 40 days and 40 nights unless God tell them. Most of the time people say, well, God never tell me to fast. Well, you don't have to be led. You don't these things are... Well, does God ever lead you to pray or to read the Bible? I mean, you don't have to feel led to read the Bible. You're supposed to read the Bible. You don't have to feel led to pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. And before you learn to hear God, maybe you need to just go ahead. But you can go ahead and pray and ask God to put a fast upon you and lead you, and he will show you. Praise the Lord. So God showed me actually to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And I had never done that before. I've never done it since. And at the end of this fast, I didn't just lay down in bed and barely survive. I was up working, making a living. Amen. And I lost a lot of weight, over 50 pounds. And what God showed me, this surface, this spirit, this asthma spirit, there was a little bit left of it. It surfaced up, and God showed me it was connected with sorcery and witchcraft. And that I had sorcery and witchcraft in my heart and rebellion, which is a stubbornness, which is as idolatry, and rebellion, which is as witchcraft. And God just showed me these spirits that just surfaced up. Many times when people start fasting, I heard about one man that started fasting. All of a sudden he got this urge to kill himself. There was a suicide spirit that surfaced up. But the way is not to quit fasting. The way is to cast the devil out. That's the way you go. Hallelujah. Praise God. So it's not dangerous to fast. Actually, I know one preacher that preached against fasting just because when his friend started fasting, this suicide spirit surfaced up and he just felt like killing himself. Since then, he hasn't been fasting. But God wants you to cast the devil out. See, the devil will be exposed as the light comes around. What the fasting does, it will bring the flesh under the spirit. And you can read in 1 Corinthians, let's look that up. Let's put praise God, the scriptures in here, because that's all we have to have. We have everything documented by the word of God. Praise God. If we take 1 Corinthians 9:27, but I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I keep under my body. What does it mean to keep under your body? That means to keep the flesh under the spirit, that the spirit is the soul leader. Amen. And when the spirit is in charge, you can worship God in spirit and in truth. You are a spirit man. That's what you really are. And you are in the spirit. It's in the spirit that you receive healing. It's in the spirit that you minister healing. It's in the spirit that you cast out devils. It's in the spirit that God works. It's in the spirit that God speaks, because God is a spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God showed me that I had these spirits, and I humbled myself, and God cast them out. And since then, I haven't had any kind of allergies or any kind of asthma attack. It's nothing but a demon. I don't think that God, I don't know if God, if you're going to have to fast that long, I doubt it. But whatever, remember that allergy is a demon spirit. Arthritis is a demon spirit. And you can break this spirit, and sometimes it will require fasting. Not only by the one that is attacked or under this influence of these sicknesses, but also by the minister. As a matter of fact, God always leads me to fast before I can't minister in myself. So God delivered me. And it took a lot of fasting. And God wants to deliver you. And it might take some fasting for you too. Praise God. I'm not preaching a gospel that is just easy, you know. That you just, receive everything from God and there's nothing to it. You're going to have everything that you receive from God. You're going to have to prove yourself. You're going to grow into it. You cannot just grow into it by somebody laying hands on you one day and then you go out and do your own thing. You're going to have to allow God to feed you. You're going to have to feed on the Word of God. You're going to have to pray like Daniel. He prayed three times a day. Hallelujah. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to seek God. You're going to have to fast. You're going to have to mean business with God. If you're going to mature in God, if it's going to come forth, and if it's going to come forth something real in your life, you're going to have to prove yourself. You're going to have to desire God. Amen. And God will use you even as He used Peter. He will use you even as He used Paul. He will use you even as He used Elijah and Elisha. He will use you if you will pay the same price. If you are willing, God will use you. Hallelujah. He will set you free. So God, I have seen this many times in my experience that fasting is very important. If you want to minister healing to others, you're going to have to fast, long fasts. I never seen anybody that God really uses in healing or casting out of devils that hasn't fasted much. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God is the same. He's not a respecter of persons. Hallelujah. Let's continue in the next verse here. So this is one of the 11 ways that God used to heal people. It's fasting. The yoke shall be broken. The yoke shall be destroyed. Why? Because of the anointing. God showed me something when I was fasting, that 40-day fast. And that's not the last time I fasted. God leads me continually to fast. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this to teach you and to encourage you to do the same thing. And God will prove Himself in your life. And the power of God will start operating in your life in a way that you haven't seen before. When I fasted that 40 days, God showed me something beautiful. He showed me, it says here in Isaiah 10:27, the scripture I just quoted, it's not this, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. I opened my Swedish Bible and I read, the yoke shall be broken or destroyed because of the fat. The same word that is translated anointing in the English King James Version, in the Swedish Bible, it has been translated fat. So I started looking up and checking out different scriptures, and I saw that Jesus Christ was anointed with the oil of gladness more than His fellows. I saw, God just showed me this in Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice. What is a living sacrifice? Well, this applies also to fasting. How do you perform a living sacrifice? Well, when you fast, God showed me, when you fast, what do? You don't take in nourishment the natural way, but you are living off what? Off of the fat that the body has accumulated, the reserves, the fat cells in your body, the vitamins and the nourishment are stored up. That's what you're living on. And you are sacrificing fat. And God told me, as you give me, He said to me, as you give me your fat, or your fat, I will give you my fat. I will give you my anointing. I will give you my oil. Praise the Lord. It's the same word. God anoints you to overcome and to defeat the devil as you fast. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when God spoke this to me, it was very powerful and it's very real, and I know it works every time. Hallelujah. Let's continue reading. We read verse 8. The glory of the Lord shall be thy real reward. The glory of the Lord, what is that? What is the glory of God? It's the Spirit of God. As we fast, the Spirit of God, just like I spoke now, the anointing of God comes over us. It's our reward. It's what God gives us when we obey Him in prayer and fasting. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and He shall say, Here I am. You know, when you fast, you can pray the prayer of faith like never before. And I don't know, everybody doesn't experience it the way I experience, but the way it works in my life is when the power or the influence of the flesh or the body has been broken. Now it doesn't take so long that it used to take. but maybe take a day, maybe take a couple of days, whatever. Then I just get into a different gear. I forget about, I don't even think about being hungry. I don't even think about, I even forget to drink. I have to remind myself to drink because I'm just floating around like a spirit, you know. And my mind, I'm clear, I think clearer, and I see everything clearer. I see the spirit realm much clearer, because I get into the spirit. I get into the spirit. And then when I minister, I can pray the prayer of faith. I can believe, because faith is a spirit. Praise the Lord. I want to give you a little practical advice about fasting here. Some people say, well, God has never led me to fast. Well, God is not a respecter of person. He wants everybody to fast. Praise the Lord. But you have to seek God. And you have to start in a small scale. Maybe you'd only have faith to fast one meal. I personally think that every fast should be at least one day. But you know, if you don't have faith, maybe you can only fast one meal. But make sure you don't eat twice as much the next. Because then you haven't fasted. You know, some people that say they fast, they eat one day and they fast one day and they eat all they can at nights. Oh, I fasted 40 days and then they eat, you know, everything they can. I know one minister used to do that. Praise God. Everybody feels sorry for him. Oh, he's fasted 40 days. Oh, he fasted 50 days. You know, wherever he went for revival. Well, the secret was he ate all he wanted at nights. Praise God. Praise God. So start in a small scale. And then your faith will grow and you will be able to fast more. Praise God. This is absolutely essential if we're going to see a change in America. If we're going to see a revival, if we're going to see the power of the devil being broken and the power of God dominate and God healing this land, humility is an expression of humility is fasting. Amen. And God gives grace to the humble. Amen. Hallelujah. So what you need to do is to, the way God leads me, ever since I fasted 40 days, I don't have to break the fast. But most of the time people, like if you fast a week, you will have to take 3 days that you adjust your digesting system to eating again. You cannot just go ahead and eat like you have never fasted. But you have to take little by little and eat food that had base and not acid in them. And little by little, you break that fast. But the way God told me after I had fasted 40 days, he said, now I want you to eat like you have never fasted. And I sat down and I ate a meal bigger, larger than I usually do. Praise the Lord. And anytime God leads me to fast, I can sit down and I can eat anything. I can eat spices, mustard, anything. Because it's just the power of God. I don't feel my stomach. It's a supernatural thing that happens in my body. But before God tells you to do that, don't do it because it will hurt you. It can even kill you and destroy you. You can destroy if you just go ahead and eat and God has not told you to do that. You have to exercise wisdom here. Praise the Lord. It's very important. Praise God. We can read about Daniel in Daniel 10. Let's just look that scripture up real quick here. Daniel 10. We can read here. It says in verse 3, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. For 3 whole weeks, he didn't do that. So 21 days, he fasted, in other words. Jump down to verse 12. There we read, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou did set thy heart to understand, and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I'm come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. There are rulers and principalities and powers, evil spirits, that was hindering here, that were hindering Daniel's prayers. They were not hindering his prayers, but they're hindering the answer. And you have been praying for a long time about healing in your body. You've been praying for a long time about healing for your husband or for your son or for your daughter or for your loved ones. For somebody, you've been praying for a long period of time and you have not seen a change. fasting might be one of the ways that God will choose to bring about the deliverance, hallelujah, to bring about the answer. Maybe you prayed for a long time for your children's salvation. Fasting might be one of the ways that the devil's back will be broken, hallelujah, that the devil's works, the strongholds will be pulled down, so that the angel, maybe Michael, will come through and make a way there, and the answer will come, and you will see a manifestation of your prayers, and manifest answer of your prayers in your life and in your experience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's go back to Isaiah 58. Praise God. Verse 9. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in droughts. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. You know, many people say, well, I can't hear God. And they always have to go to somebody, ask them what's God's will for them. Well, God wants you to hear His voice. The Bible says that His sheep knows His voice. God keeps speaking, but you have to be able to hear Him. And one of the ways that you can hear Him and break through and break those evil spirits that are hindering you, and first of all, you have to set your mind, or your heart rather, on the Lord and start listening unto God. Start listening, start meditating upon His Word. Hallelujah. You have to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak much in tongues. Amen. So as Paul, he said, I speak tongues more than you all. Hallelujah. God, so you can get into the Spirit. And then you can, fasting can be one of the ways that God, you will start hearing God, and you will know the leading of God, and the leading of God is what will bring you out of that disease. The leading of God is what will heal your son or your daughter and you or your family. Hallelujah. Basically, I've been talking about physical healing here, but it also applies to other kinds of healing. And it all comes through the Spirit. It all comes through the Spirit. I heard somebody, some people, they don't know anything, hardly, they shouldn't even talk about healing because they don't know anything about it. I heard somebody over the television speak about healing, that he said that there's so many false prophets, and I agree with that. But there, he said, people get the reason he meant to prove that were false prophets because people get healed and lose their healing. But that's not proof at all. Because just because you get healed doesn't mean that you cannot lose your healing. Just because you get born again doesn't mean you can't backslide. He said he meant just because people lose their healing, it couldn't be God. Well, if people couldn't backslide, if their salvation would not be true when they backslid, that would be the same, there would be a parallel, but it's not so. You can receive from God, but you got to keep it. How do you keep it? You keep it through the Word of God. You keep it by saying, Satan, it's written. Hallelujah. That's how you can keep it. And God wants you to keep it. Glory be to God. And grow stronger and help others. Forget about yourself and go out and minister to others. Hallelujah. The anointing of the Holy Spirit wants to use you. Amen.